Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Sir Elton, bring us back.
Leave on with his war wound like a crown.
That was his first song back in 1971. First American song. It's called Leave On. One of the great rock and roll songs of all time. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters talking about small business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jeff Pallister is a new friend. He's the founder of High Value Manufacturing Business Program. He's the author of Chain Reaction, also a new book called High Value Manufacturing Business. And so, as you can tell, he's a manufacturing expert, Jeff Pallister. He's joining us, by the way, all the way from Calgary, Canada. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, Jeff, give us a report on where you think manufacturing is in North America.
Well, I see it as coming back from on a rebound, and there's some critical issues that'll slow the growth, but I think the potential is there.
So one of the things that has been happening over the last 30 years or more has been globalization. It's been good for the American consumer. We've been able to buy, you know, $30 shirts that would have cost us $130 if they'd been made in the United States. So that's been good. But it's also helped Wall Street because they've been able to lower their costs without too much work, but it's exposed our dependence upon a very tenuous supply chain, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I see this as a real problem of being focused on what you can do best. If you can do that, you'll survive and compete. If you're going to be in a low-value business, then you're going to be a commodity, and it'll be tough.
Right, exactly. So one of the things that I've been reporting on and with other experts has been a more recent onshoring movement, bringing jobs back, manufacturing jobs back to America for a number of different reasons, energy, the supply chain issue, technology has helped with this. How are you seeing the onshoring? In terms of bringing things back, are you seeing that growing, continuing to grow even now?
For certain companies, the companies I see growing are the ones that actually have high value products. That is, there's something unique that differentiates
right.
them. But it's also important to have partners worldwide. So I see a lot of great things coming from globalization when we can have suppliers all over the world providing us with materials and inputs. And also some manufacturing. Some companies are better manufacturers than can be done here.
Well, and more, a manufacturing plant is the product is a part rather than a finished product, right? I mean, more and more, don't we need to differentiate between manufacturing plants and assembly plants?
That's correct. So if you look at a pure valuation of companies, you'll find that a lot of the assets of a company are in their intellectual property, mm-hmm. their knowledge, how they operate, and their business model. And it's not so much just the pure manufacturing itself. It's the whole, I call them intangible assets that
right.
makes a high-value company.
Well, and of course, you know, Boeing is not an aircraft manufacturer. They're an aircraft assembly company, aren't they?
Yes, they have suppliers all over the world, and it's a good case of a global company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't make their own wings. Somebody else makes their wings, and they just bring it together and assemble all of it. Car companies are like that, too. When you say high value, when you use the term high value, to explain that, define that for us.
Yes. My definition is company that is more profitable, it's easier to run, and it's going to have a value. It's well positioned to have a high value when the owners decide to sell, whenever mm-hmm. that is.
So they don't make a little plastic part that could be made anywhere in the world. Is it safe to say that they're a high value manufacturing is something that has maybe some intellectual property? I mean, I didn't mean to say intellectual property. But maybe some something that is closely held intellectual property, trade secrets is what the word I'm trying to use. Something, but with more trade secrets, but also maybe a more technical product.
That's the companies I'm seeing that are doing the best is something that gives them an advantage mm-hmm. in the market, that gives mm-hmm. them an edge, that gives them a reason why a company would buy from them rather than somewhere else.
Not to be controversial, but President mm-hmm. Biden is planning to lower the to remove the patent protection of our drugs. I mean, that's got to be a swipe at the. That's got to chill any holder of intellectual property out there for him to do that. What do you think?
I think it's a serious concern. However, President Biden, I believe, is restricting this to an emergency crisis with the
right.
pandemic and is
yeah.
limiting it to just those drugs. And you know, we have a. It's a humanitarian crisis. We have to help
right.
the others,
right.
other companies,
but I think
countries in the world.
I think we can do it without. We can do what you just said without giving up our property. I agree with the humanitarian part. Hold on to that thought, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break and come back and talk some more about what is a high value manufacturing company and how do you value it. After the break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.